Mark, the result in the end was a 4-1 win for Chelsea, but yeah. I think it's fair to say that your players and yourself have covered yourselves in glory tonight.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that at the moment, if I'm honest, but everyone keeps telling me that, but I'm sort of my own worst critic. But no, I'm sure when I reflect, and sort of starting to reflect already a little bit now, you know, you've got to look at those moments in the first half. So I thought we started quite slow, but then we had that 20-minute spell after we equalised where we had them rocking and they were fouling us. And, you know, and the difference is, you know, against Watford and Newcastle, obviously Premier League clubs, and we got wins in those games. You're talking the next level up, and when you get those moments, you've got to really take it. And I thought we started the second well half again, first 10. You know, but then they started moving the ball, and that's just the difference. You know, they got that extra level, and in the end, a 4-1 kind of looks like a bit of a drubbing. But no, I think 2-1 would have been a real fair reflection of the game.
I mean, in the end, those two late goals that gave that gloss on the scoreline came in one with 5 minutes to go and one deep in stoppage time in the end. It really was flattering, that 4-1 scoreline.
Yeah, I mean, at 2-1, I still felt we had a chance because I put on young Nathan and Reese, and they started to get hold of the ball. That was the only disappointing thing. As well as we did with our desire and passion, I know we can pass the ball a little bit better, and I was looking for us to get it down and move the ball, and I thought they come on and they started to find some passes, and I thought, you know, we might get one. We had a couple of corners, but then they hit us on the break, and fair play to the lad. It's a great run and a great finish, and then the fourth, you know, just comes. I'm not even sure it was a free kick. If it was a free kick, then we should have had a penalty in the first half. So it's a shame, because everyone else who wasn't here will look at it and think, oh, it was comfortable, but I think they'll be the first to admit it was far from comfortable.
You'd said before the game, Mark, that you would have to raise your levels to a place that Wimbledon had not been before at this sort of level to make a game of it. You certainly did that.
Yeah, I think we did, and again, I think there's more from the boys, if I'm honest with you. But in terms of passion, desire, I think in terms of organisation, definitely. But I know we can be better on the ball. It was a difficult surface, but I know there's more in there. And I said to the boys, if we played at that level every week, then I think we'd adapt and we'd move the ball quicker and we'd get used to it. So it was just that extra yard where everything's a little bit quicker. We struggle to get that first pass away sometimes. But no, You're right, we took it nearly to the levels that I was hoping.
And Alfie, once again, scores in an FA Youth Cup tie. He scored at Watford, he scores at Newcastle with two goals, he scores tonight. Nearly took the roof off this stadium when he did score.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, when we reflect back on that, I mean, when the goal went in, I couldn't believe the noise, and it was a great feeling. I've played in front of crowds, but I've never sort of managed in front of that sort of crowd, so it was incredible, and the ground was rocking, and as soon as it went across, you kind of just expect Alfie to be there now, and he always is, and it's been a great journey for him, because, you know, when I had him, he was a midfielder who just showed up for the ball, but he's incredibly fit, and I just said, Alf, you know, you've got to have something that people want to hang their hat on, so we've turned him into this goal scoring midfielder, and he's loving it, and he's got another one tonight.
I suppose the key for you now, Mark, is to take the euphoria of this cup run, the excitement of tonight, and ultimately the disappointment that you feel from the result, and turn that into something tangible now in the league.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we're different to a lot of academies. We rotate our players an awful lot, so we don't play the same lads. We rotate throughout, but we will, you know, I've said to the boys already, we'll get back on Thursday, we'll learn from it, how we can take it again to the next level. The big job now is to make sure it's not after the Lord Mayor's show and everyone's flat. It's about the bigger picture and getting players on pro contracts, which we've already got two, and then getting players into the first team, you know, to help Neil Ardley sort of take the club where he wants to take the club. So we've got to get back and look at the bigger picture.
I know, I'm sure as a manager, you'll look at the result and be disappointed about that. And obviously we're all saying what a great performance it was, but you took a Chelsea side that was at full strength at under 18 level, which isn't often the case with Chelsea, champions of Europe last year, and you gave them the fright of their lives tonight.
We did, and I looked at some individuals out there, although I'm sort of being maybe a little bit overcritical, but I thought there was some exceptional performances. I thought Emmanuel Mensah, the right back up against De Silva, who I've seen, you know, kind of rip teams apart. I thought, you know, he kept him quiet for a bulk of the game. He was excellent. you know, you look at Manny and he doesn't, you know, there's nothing of him. He looks like a marathon runner. I thought he was excellent. And there was other, I thought my two centre-backs are only 16, which bodes well for the future. My goalkeeper come in last minute for Will Mannion, who 16. The two lads come on 16. You know, so I think at the end of the game there, we had five, six first years on the pitch. So yeah, loads and loads of positives in that respect.
And just finally from me, obviously you've spoken about this before the game. 3 years ago, AFC Wimbledon's academy was playing Sunday League football. Yeah. It's quite a rise to be playing the European champions at this level.
Yeah, and people forget that, and I don't want to harp on about it, but you know, everyone goes, oh, everyone starts at grassroots football. Well, of course they do, we know that, but your Chelsea's and your Man United's, they go round cherry picking the very best 7-year-olds, very best 8 and 9-year-olds. You know, that wasn't the case with us. These boys were playing Sunday League football with AFC Wimbledon against Epsom Eagles, Sheen Lions, etc., etc. And when we got academy status, we made the decision, you know, do we take Chelsea's best releases and Arsenal's best releases, or do we stick with our boys that we rated and bring them through? And that's what we've done, and it was the best decision we've ever made, because not only have they got talent, I think, you know, the fans feel they can relate to them because they can just see the passion running for them, which is great.